Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, talking about homelessness and the issue that it is here in Allegheny County and particularly in the city of Pittsburgh. We are joined now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline by the Deputy Director of the Allegheny County Department of Human Services. Abby Horn is kind enough to be with us today. Abby, thank you for being with us on KDKA. How are you?
I'm great. It's my pleasure to join you. Thank you.
I want you to tell me and all of our listeners about why this announcement today and the dedication of the Second Avenue Commons homeless shelter is such a big deal, and also what's different about this facility.
Sure. So it has been a long time in coming, I think. So that's you know, the biggest part of the excitement.
Sure.
Second Avenue Commons, it's actually much more than a shelter. It's really an amazing public-private initiative. I'm happy to sort of talk through all the various services that are going to be available there. Today was our dedication, so the building is just about complete. A few remaining items before we'll be able to open up the doors sometime in mid-October. But this was our chance to stop, reflect on the journey that it's been in getting this building and building, you know, bringing together all of these amazing partners. So it's a good day.
You had a lot of big time corporate partners along with this. For instance, Donald Yeely was there speaking as UPMC's chief medical officer. The PNC president, Bill Demchak, was part of it. Dan Honorato from Highmark Health. Tony was there from Pittsburgh Mercy as well. Tony Beltran. The mayor was there. Rich Fitzgerald was there. Tell us how all these individual parties came together for this project.
So, starting about... Well, I'm actually going to start before 3 years ago.
Okay.
5 or 6 years ago, the homeless system, all of the various providers and organizations and individuals involved came together and had a 5-year plan. And the number one thing on our 5-year plan was to add a low barrier shelter to our system of shelters and affordable housing. So that was the plan. And we started moving forward and we got sort of stuck, right? We couldn't find a place to build it and so on. And so then, in 2019, it was really PNC. They came to us and they brought both UPMC and Highmark Health to the table and said, we want to work with you and help address some of the issues around homelessness in the city and county. And they really made it happen. They were there, the main funding sources for the building. PNC provided a lot of staff in terms of, figuring out the construction and the architects and leading us through this process that was quite iterative and had a lot of people at the table. We visited other cities to see how they were facilities that they had that were really low barrier and innovative. That was the beginning.
Yeah, Abby, you have used the term a couple of times, and I want you to help make sure everybody knows what it means. Low barrier. What is a low barrier homeless shelter, and how is that different from another place where people have a safe place to go with a place where they can get meals and a place where they can stay?
Sure, and we do have other low barrier shelters in the county. So this is not the only low barrier. It's sort of the combination of everything else that's in this facility that makes it really quite unique. Really, we don't want any reason why someone would not want to come in and receive services and you know, if in need of a bed, come and sleep in the building. And so there are all sorts of things that, you know, might make someone uncomfortable. Sometimes it is fear or not feeling welcome. So number one is that it's going to be incredibly welcome of everybody, LGBTQ, youth, you know, whomever you are, you know, you're welcome. Adults, only adults. Other aspects of low barrier. Some folks who are unhoused have pets, and none of our shelters at this point really have the ability to bring someone in with their pet. And so that was, you know, a high priority for this shelter to make sure that we would have the ability for folks to come in with their pets. This is also going to be a co-ed shelter, and the rooms are really designed to be quite flexible on purpose, so that depending upon the population that is staying with us at any given time, we can sort of, you know, use the rooms in different ways. And so if someone is coming with a partner who's of a different gender, they can both come in to the same shelter and even stay in the same room. They are, you know, the congregate rooms. There are lots of people in the room, so it's not a private room for a couple, but they can come and receive a safe place to stay together. The other sort of, people talk about the three P's, right? So it's pets, partners, and possessions. So that's the third piece. We made sure that as we were building the building, there's a lot of room for storage. And so no one should feel that they have to leave things behind to come in and receive supports within this facility.
Abby, thank you very, very much for being here. The final question I have for you, how much of an ebb and a flow is there in terms of homelessness in Pittsburgh, in Allegheny County? How seasonal is it? And are we getting to a time when you are expecting to see much more, or is that a misnomer?
There's some seasonal ebb and flow. We actually see more people outside in the summertime, which I think, you know, is not a surprise. In the wintertime, as it's colder outside, more people are inside. And so we always try and have additional capacity in the wintertime so that folks can, we don't want anybody ever to have to be outside in a Pittsburgh winter. With this building, you know, making it, it's 24/7 year long, our hope is that it'll also, you know, address a summer capacity.
Sure.
That we'll be able to offer people shelter as well as a path towards permanent housing, which is really the end goal of the whole thing, right? Is to help people get towards permanent housing. And so there is some flow, but I think having this as a permanent year-long service should help with that.
Well, congratulations on the dedication today. I know it's a long time coming. Thank you for helping us to understand exactly what it is and why it matters so much. And thank you for what you're doing to help this population of people, Abby. We sure appreciate you being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care.
Abby Horn joining us. She is with the Department of Human Services for Allegheny County, where she is the deputy director.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.